This is Tiny Talks Radio, brought to you by Sheer Enjoyment. All of the other episodes are able to be heard on all podcast forums. You can listen to Tiny Talks Radio on Spotify, on iTunes, and on Yidpod and the like. You can listen to Tiny Talks Parsha. You can listen, which is picked up by Nachum Siegel as well, along with Tiny Talks Radio. And God willing, good news, exciting news, Tiny Talks Pirkei Avos, God willing, will also be picked up by Nachum Siegel in the coming weeks. God willing, with this season, with the Family Living Lessons edition, very cool edition of the Sefer, where we do an episode per week, and they're going to hopefully catch up. We're going to give it 10 more seconds until we begin here on Tani Talks Radio, brought to you by Sheer Enjoyment. We're going to talk about instruments, musical instruments, in just a few seconds here on Tani Talks Radio. Last week, we talked about music itself, the fantastic aspect of the music itself. We're going to talk about the music, and we'll give it a few more seconds until we begin. You can listen to the encore performance on Nachum Siegel Network. That's the NSN app, or on NachumSiegel.com. In the coming weeks, it's going to be either Tuesdays or Wednesdays. We're hoping to be Tuesdays Radio, Wednesdays Pirkei Avos, and Thursdays Parsha. That is the plan for the coming weeks, to be three times on Nachum Siegel. You can, of course, listen to us on sheerenjoyment.com. You can listen to us also wherever podcasts are hosted, as our shows and our episodes of all of the shows have been on all podcast forums. Sheerenjoyment.com is the best place to listen. SHIERENJOYMENT.com. And we shall begin. This is Tani Talks Radio, where we talk a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. Now that it's been Lag BaOmer, and I hope you had a wonderful celebration and you had a wonderful time, now that we're at a different part of the year and a cappella is not so difficult to listen to, now that we're driving around in the car after Lag BaOmer, every time an a cappella song comes on, I actually switch it. I can't have it right now. Cannot listen to it. Cannot handle it. But once Lag BaOmer has passed, we could listen to regular music again, which is fantastic. You know, we listen in the car. It's connected with the Bluetooth. Oftentimes in the car, in the house, are connected to Bluetooth, whether doing different chores. Going to and from work, oftentimes I'll listen to music. And even at work, typing up the notes after seeing all the students is really a much easier way as well for me to go about it. So that's a way to do it as well. But when it comes to music itself, there's nothing better than actually playing the music. If you have the ability, the talent, the gift, and the bracha to play an instrument, you must and you should, and you really are implored by me and Hashem itself to actually play that instrument, because instrument is a beautiful, beautiful gift, a beautiful talent not to be taken lightly, and you should use it. When I was about 10 years old, which is now over 25 years ago, even more than that, if you could do the math. In the previous year, when I was 9, I had lost my father, and it was a kind of a concept, a kind of an idea to think of how to go about using an instrument. My oldest played guitar, and then the middle brother at the time played drums. And the question was, if I could play something, can I play something? Should I play something? I took a lesson for piano, didn't work, but I felt compelled to the guitar at the time, and that's what I did. I wanted to learn to play an instrument, and I learned to play that instrument. I chose the guitar, and thus began a fascinating and wonderful journey into guitar playing that Baruch Hashem continues to this day. I try to use it in general for good. I have all these songs I've written over the year. We started a whole new channel called Tani Talks and Music for that purpose itself, and also to use the guitar for kumzitzes and the like. I remember many, many years ago, we visited different people during college on the Purim holiday to try to cheer up different people. My wife and I went with the what you could call the youth choir when we were youth directors in Brooklyn to try to cheer up different people in the old age home. And nowadays, my new idea, besides playing for the music and uploading and hopefully people listening, is to actually have the kumzitzes in the town. We've done it now a few times, one time for one shul, one time in someone's backyard. We wanted to do it also by us, but it didn't work out. Hopefully, we're hoping in a couple of weeks to do that. When you have the instrument, you have the talent, you have the ability, you really should use it for other people. You really should use it to bring music to the world, not just to make CDs, not just to record, but literally to play live for others. What started as maybe a coping strategy to deal with loss really blossomed into a wonderful outlet. it turns out when I play the guitar, a lot of times I'll feel a loss of equilibrium. A lot of times I'll feel out of equilibrium. But when I play the guitar, there is a certain balance that comes back to the form, that comes back to my being, that comes back to my essence, that comes back to my soul. It's very cathartic. I can't really explain it unless you play an instrument. You won't really understand exactly what I mean, but it does bring some equilibrium back, and it's a very cathartic, beautiful, peaceful feeling. Just the other night, it was a difficult day, busy day, especially dealing with catching up on all the chores. And at the end of the day, I said, I just need to play. I sat down on the bottom step in between the little baby down here with us and the other kids that were upstairs. And I played different songs that I wrote and then different Jewish songs. And as I was playing, I felt that peaceful feeling coming over me, which is a wonderful, wonderful experience. Not so easy to always get, but it really is a great outlet. Therapists and mental health people talk about how we need different outlets. We need good ways to sublimate any single feeling we're feeling. And if a person's really mad at work and they come back and they kick the dog or they throw something or they talk to someone or and they explode at their children, at their wife, that's not a really good way of going about things. That's not the proper way about going about things. Just so you know, in the background, the little guy at this time of night is always very difficult for him. Don't mind the co-host. It happens every night. And when it comes to these kind of things, it's kind of difficult to find how we could sublimate our feelings, how we could sublimate our energies. A lot of people will go to a gym, they'll hit the treadmill, they hit the exercise bike, or they'll hit the punching bag. But if you have an outlet of an instrument, there's no real better way, in my opinion, than playing that instrument. To that avail, my wife, who played piano over the years, we got her a keyboard that we have stored in a safe place for her at a certain point to use. And over the years, I've gotten trying to bring it back. I took lessons for 8 years. I started at age 10. I took lessons for 8 years, and Baruch Hashem, I've been playing ever since for over 25 years. Baruch Hashem, Hashem allowed me to make many, 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 many songs over the years. I started in a very small classical guitar, acoustic, then switched over to electric, and then I switched over to acoustic, switched over to the Yamaha Lefty FJ FT820, I forgot, a few years ago, and then switched over to the Dream Guitar, the Martin D28 Ambertone, beautiful, beautiful guitar. Look it up, beautiful guitar. And thanks to Hashem, there's many abilities to use the talent, to use it in a different way, and you should really fundamentally channel it in any way. They say that music is the universal language. You talked about last week how important music is, and anywhere you go, a G chord or a C chord is going to be played the same way. Anywhere you go, the notes are going to be played in the same way, and you can pick up and hear, and you can move to the rhythm, you can move to the beat, you can move to the music, even if it's played in a different language. If they're singing in a different language, there's still the universal language. They say that there's two major universal languages. One of them is music, and the other one is food. Different cultures might have different expressions of food and different ways of bringing food, but food is still the great equalizer. Any type of celebration, any type of get together, a lot of times has food as an equalizer, and a lot of times there's music also. Think about a bar mitzvah, you think about a wedding, you think about these things. Two major things you'll always see is music involved and food involved, because those are two major, major fundamental universal things in life. I myself am a lefty, and I purposely learned to play lefty. They call me a southpaw. That's what it's called when you're left-handed and you play the guitar that way. Originally, as a little kid, very immature kid, I said I want to learn lefty because no one's going to take a lefty guitar for all righties. But really, looking back in hindsight, I think it's nice to fine-tune the ability. If you are a lefty, to fine-tune the lefty and use it. You should know in some ways, lefties do rule. There's a very famous t-shirt I had as a kid. If the left side of the brain controls the right side of the body, then only left-handed people are in their right mind. Let that sit with you for a second. Left-handedness is awesome, and I'll tell you why. For many generations, this comes from adkguitar.com. For many generations, left-handedness was thought to be a sign of disability, God forbid, bad luck, or just plain evil. That's from many, many, many years ago. But in the last 100 years, a lot of new studies have emerged about left-handedness. In terms of playing a guitar, there are a lot of advantages to being left-handed, such as the specialization of the instrument. You should know, when I was doing the research to find the dream guitar, to find the perfect guitar, it took me hours and hours and days and weeks and months to narrow it down because there's so few out there. There's so few customized and made for lefties. They don't make every single guitar of every single product of every single company as a lefty, which is interesting. They have only select few. So Yamaha only had a few, Martin had a few, and I didn't want to go to other ones. Martin is handmade, customized, very natural, very beautiful, very precise, and there's tons of detail to it and a beautiful smell to it and a beautiful look to it. But they only have some. It has to be customized in such a way. It has to be specialized in such a way. Oftentimes, since most people are naturally left-handed, myself excluded, and even if you play left-handed guitar, if myself excluded, they won't want to play yours. At the very least, you have a perfectly inoffensive excuse for why they can't. On a related note, it's a great way to get out of having to play when someone keeps nagging you to play a song, which happened many times in high school. A guy would ask me to play X or Y or Z, and I'm like, no, I play my own stuff or I play this stuff. When people ask you to play, you might not often be able to do that. Of course, there's tabs and there's the way to play it online. When you look at these different things, they might ask you, but you might not want to. Also, left-handed guitars and guitarists are a bit of a rarity. We're rare. So it can add to the stage presence and it can add to the symmetry. When you have the ability, when you have the capability to play as a lefty, when you play as a lefty, you have a different kind of a stage presence. You have a different kind of a symmetry. You look at the guitar and it looks so different. When you're a righty, you're holding it to the left. Your left hand is going up and down the notes and your right hand is strumming. When you're a lefty like myself, the right hand is going up and down the notes, is holding the chords, and the left hand, the power hand, is the strummer. So you look a little different as a stage presence. In fact, the rarity of left-handed guitarists tends to add a lot of value to them. The left-handed is a couple of hundred more, if not a thousand more. Looking for the dream guitar was a lot. And only because of being gifted it was I able to get it. It's not even because, you know, it would have taken me years to save up for it. They're very expensive. This is not only in terms of money value for whenever you retire, but also because you might be able to get a cheap and fairly unused guitar online or a Guitar Star. For those who need to justify themselves to disgruntled bandmates, teachers, or family members, studies have found that left-handed people tend to have amazing hand-eye coordination. Woohoo! In fact, they're even faster with their right hands than right-handed people. Also, woohoo. A left-hand man. There's an astounding history of left-handed people and left-handed guitars that stretches from the pioneers. Not the pioneers who go to camp, but the pioneers in general and guitar who paved the way by playing upside down, which I think is crazy, to the modern artists who became the masters of brand new genres. The most famous left-handed guitarists of all time, at least the one most well known for playing left-handed, was Jimi Hendrix. He played his Fender, not my brand, Stratocaster style, which is now legendary. I, again, am a huge fan of Martin. That's what I wanted, and that's what I researched at Lib for a very long time. So that's what I did to be able to go to that. That's the Martin. But some people like Fender, some people like Gibson, some people like other ones, but if you want to go gold, you want to go best, in my opinion, you go up to Pennsylvania, you get the Martin. Left-handed guitarists have had a long journey getting to this point because of how the world used to perceive left-handedness. Has gone from being a curse to being not just normal, but sometimes practiced as a style choice. Part of this for some might be because a left-handed guitar is a great way to save or earn money to avoid being played when you don't want it to. In general, lefties tend to have better or at least quicker hand-eye coordination, as we mentioned before, with better hands than right-handed people do. I got mine, my budget one from Sweetwater, and I got mine from, I think, ADK Guitar. It was the one, it had the last one standing in the store when I realized that it was time that I was able to get it. It was time. I did my research quickly, and I called all these different stores, and none of them had the exact one I had in mind. There was a Sunburst, but I wasn't feeling it. There was another one. I wasn't feeling it. They had the plain one, the natural one. I said, no, I wanted to have this beautiful brown amber tone look. Lo and behold, this one company, this one store had one left. Very excited. We ran on it. We jumped on it, and we got it. For me, again, guitar playing, and if you play piano, if you play violin, or you play other different instruments, you play drums, it's a really beautiful thing. It's like a catharsis. It's cathartic. It's a perfect way to channel emotions and feelings into music. You're feeling sad, you could play a sad song. I wrote a song for the very difficult times of Corona for many different difficult personal reasons. I wrote a song for my dad. I wrote a song for my brother. You know, they're different, and then I wrote another song recently that said, if you're having that way, if you're feeling that way, then you can go about it playing it in a certain manner, in a certain way. It's a cathartic way. If you're feeling upbeat, joyous, you could play happy, fast songs. If you're feeling contemplative, contemplative, there are ways to play it as well. There's something for everyone on the guitar itself. It's interesting when you play other instruments that don't bring the whole rhythm, the whole beat, and the whole song to itself. You know, my brother used to play drums. I remember him putting on his earphones, listening to a song and singing along while playing it, because the drums is not going to start the song, but the drums are needed as the backbone of the beat. But when you play the guitar, you have the beat, you have the song, and you could sing along as well. By the way, as cathartic or catharsis, the dictionary defines catharsis. If you're wondering about the actual term, the actual meaning, catharsis is seen as the process of releasing and thereby providing relief from strong or repressed emotions. The example being, music is a means of catharsis for Tani. Music and guitar, playing guitar is a means of catharsis for Tani, or a means of catharsis for someone else. Other definitions explain that catharsis is the purification and purgation of emotions through dramatic art, or maybe an extreme emotional state that results in renewal and restoration. I feel this when I play, especially when previously in a bad mood or an angry mood. It channels the bad emotion and changes the equilibrium, fixes the equilibrium, brings it back in congruence, brings it back in equality. It brings it to a good and a healthy one. And this is also backed by science. Listen to this from ThriveGlobal.com. Researchers have found that playing the guitar can bring both physical and mental health benefits, regardless of your age, whether you're 14, 18, 36, or 30, or 60. Playing the guitar is a great way to boost your physiological and psychological well-being. There are many science-backed benefits of playing the guitar. Learning to play the guitar, first of all, straight up, can help improve brain power. Playing the guitar has a variety of benefits. But what you may not know is that learning to strum the guitar can, in fact, improve mental acuity. Researchers have found that musicians have distinct neural features that differ from those of non-musicians. They found that people who play the guitar, or any musical instrument for that matter, exhibit a high level of brain activity, which could lead to increased concentration, ability to spot mistakes easily, and can retain more information than their non-musical peers. If you're a parent, not a parent, but if you are a parent, you may want to pay attention to this. A government commissioned study found that learning a musical instrument bolsters children's behavior, memory, and intelligence. Researchers found that learning to play the guitar creates new neural paths in children. And as they practice regularly, halavai, we should always also to practice regularly every week, these neural paths solidify, thereby enlarging the left side of their brain. You know, we try asking one of our kids if he'd like to play the violin, because there's a gemach, there's a free society, a free loan society for violins. And at first he was excited, but now he's not. And I'm like, come on, man. We have it in town. We have it in neighborhood. You could play an instrument. They'll give it to us for free. Doesn't want to do it anymore. Come on. They kind of talked about maybe using a guitar like the one I grew up using, because I have the budget one and the dream one and then the other one, but I'm not so sure about that. But if we can get the kids to play, and again, I started at 10. If we can get kids to play, and other people started earlier, I know some people started in first grade and second grade. My wife started younger than me. But as they practice regularly, these neural paths really can solidify, thereby enlarging the left side of the brain, the creative side, the artistic side. In another study, scientists compared the impact of music lessons with drama classes. You know what they found? The pupils who were taking music classes were more likely to have a higher IQ than those in drama. The bottom line is, if you want to improve your mental prowess or that of your little ones, you may want to consider learning or encourage them to learn how to play a musical instrument. Playing the guitar can also help delay the onset of degenerative brain diseases. We should never know from such things. For any of us, we should all be happy, healthy, and safe now and always. I may have some shana. There's a growing body of knowledge that suggests that learning how to play musical instruments can help stave the onset of degenerative brain diseases such as Alzheimer's and dementia. We should never know from such things. In a 2017 report published on the Journal of Neurosciences, Bernhard Ross and his team at Baycrest Health Sciences in Toronto, Canada, revealed that learning to play a musical instrument can trigger brainwave synchronization in such a way that improves the individual's listening and hearing abilities. We should never know from such things also, but people in vegetative states have been shown to react to music. They might not be able to listen to or hear or respond to voices or being read to, but when there's music, when they hear music played, when they hear music sung to them, there's a whole different reaction. There is synchronization, though, that helps people's listening and hearing abilities. The alteration of brain activity, as Dr. Barnhart explains, indicates that the human brain creates new neural paths to compensate for diseases that may hinder an older person's ability to perform a task. In another study, researchers tracked and interviewed 469 people over 75 years of age with no case of dementia, evaluating how often participants engage in leisure activities. Researchers found that participants whose leisure activities include either reading, playing board games, playing musical instruments, and dancing were at a lower risk of dementia. Again, we should never know from such things ever, any of us. Overcome stress by strumming your guitar. Life is filled with things that can stress you out, from juggling work to managing your personal life to managing kids to other commitments. It can be quite challenging to cope with daily stress. When not managed well, stress can wreak havoc on your well-being and mental health. While it might be pretty hard to avoid stressful situations totally in your life, there are certain things you can do. One of these such activities is learning to play or to consistently play musical instruments such as the guitar. And scientists have found that people who play the guitar can lower the cortisol levels, which is the stress reactor. Cortisol is a stress-inducing hormone and can decrease anxiety. Comparing salivary C-reactive protein levels and state trait anxiety inventory, the STAI, scores when participants play musical instruments and clay molding, researchers found that playing a musical instrument is more effective in lowering stress levels. Of course, self-confidence can be bolstered. Mastering new skills or any skill at all can go a long way in improving one's self-confidence. The sense of accomplishment and the knowledge that you now have a valuable life skill, that can come in handy gives a boost to your self-esteem. Learning to play the guitar is pretty challenging for most people. That's why some people use tabs or chords or music online where they just see how to play those chords. I will admit that sometimes I do that when I want a song quick, but really the best way is sheet music. So when you're finally able to hit the right notes, play the scales properly, and strike the chords repeatedly, you begin to believe you can do this, the very foundation for healthy self-esteem. As a parent, encouraging your child to take an interest in music helps not only improve their self-confidence as they master their instrument, although everyone should master it, but also helps them become more socially adept. Of course, creativity and concentration has improved as well. We live in a world where we are required to exhibit creativity in almost every area of our lives, from being asked to become more creative in the workplace, to finding innovative solutions to our problems, to trying to be creative for our kids or our students. If you're a teacher or a professor, you got to be creative. Many of us don't consider ourselves as creative people. However, researchers have shown that we can improve our creativity by learning how to play the instrument, such as the guitar. Listen to this. Vanderbilt University researchers came to the conclusion from watching guitarists play. These guitar players were hooked to scanning machines that allowed the scientists to monitor their brain activities as they played. Scientists found that when these people play the guitar, there's a distinct pattern of disassociation in the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain responsible for conscious thoughts and efforts and decision-making, increased activity in the medial region of the brain, and reduced activity in the lateral areas. Explaining the results of the findings, Charles Lim and co-author Alan Braun suggested that reduced activity at the prefrontal cortex and lateral areas indicates the suspension of conscious control and activation of more spontaneous thoughts and actions. It's well-known knowledge that listening to music is both beneficial to the mental and emotional health and well-being. It's well-known knowledge that playing instruments is beneficial to mental and emotional well-being. Playing the musical instruments can be even better. It gives wonderful improved mental powers, delay of onset of diseases, we should never know from such things, lowers stress, lowers cortisol, boosts creativity, and bolsters self-confidence. SanAntonioMusicSchools.com talks about how different things can happen when you play an instrument too. Firstly, you'll be smarter. One of the best reasons to learn to play music is to increase your cognitive ability. Playing music is a way to stimulate the brain in a way that helps with memory retention and helps learn new things. Can definitely help make friends. If you only have a small circle of friends, you might want to consider widening the social circle. One way to do this is to attend music lessons and meet other people who are interested in music as well. Being around similar people will allow you to make friends who, like you, like the music and will like the same things as you, and can even make friendships that last a lifetime. We know that it relieves stress, we mentioned before. Music makes you feel calm, relax, restores that equilibrium, brings you back into the moment. It has a very unique effect on blood pressure and heart rate, reduces them to make us feel more relaxed and more happy. If you're in the fight or flight response, if you're in the para, if you're in the sympathetic nervous system and it's making you want to run a mile a minute, as if you're being chased by a lion, we want to get the para sympathetic nervous system back, the rest and digest, the relaxed system back. Not that you're in a line, but you're sitting on your own private beach, watching the waves, having your non-alcoholic drink, getting excited about just being calm and being happy. It allows you to do so when you have the music. The happy hormones, we like to call them, are released through the bloodstream when we play or listen to music, really when we play even more. And it can be a wonderful escape for you if you suffer from stress, which we all do often in our life. Do you know you'll feel glad and proud? It's always good for our ego to be good at something. Just remember how happy you have been when winning at a sports game or passing your driving test, even if it was by 1 point, and apply it to the same idea as learning music. Take music lessons and master a musical instrument can make you feel a huge rush of achievement. This will make a massive impact on your life. Being able to flawlessly play a piece of music will make you swell with pride, and in turn will make you feel happier, and then you'll have more confidence. From the point just now, being able to play that music not only will give you the pride, but it'll give you that confidence, make you feel more confident in yourself and your abilities, can make all the difference to you in your life. If you suffer from the self-confidence issues in your everyday life, you can use this process of sitting in front of others and playing music to build up your confidence. Getting comfortable playing music in front of others is important, will make all the difference to you, and will bleed into other aspects of your life. You should know in the beginning, when I played, I had to play with the door closed and locked because I was embarrassed at first. It took a couple of years and a lot of time. First of all, to play while singing, very difficult. It took many years, but to play in front of others took more years, and then to feel comfortable playing in general took even more years. Not always right away will it be easy to play in front of others. There's, of course, an idea of stage fright and musical performance fright, but hopefully with practice, it'll happen. Of course, there's also stage fright when it comes to speaking. When dealing with students, when dealing with others, I'm blessed to teach students right now. A lot of them are very nervous about the assignments. I have different assignments. One's a writing one. One is like a midterm one where I want you to use, you know, creative alternate technology. And then I want you to create a business. It's a leadership class. And the last one, of course, is an oral presentation. Can't tell you how many times, even in college, when I was in college, people literally shake in their boots to take a presentation class, to take a speaking class. My wife and I both took a class in public speaking. I happen to love the class, but many people don't like that. Many people don't have the same dreams. I want to be on TED Talks one day, or JED Talks, or Ellie Talks. People don't like that. It's difficult for people. It's hard to play music in front of people, very difficult in front of people. But when we work on it, it can help us in our confidence and our self-esteem, and it can help us work on these different things in our life and helps us be able to present in front of live people in all areas. You know, it'll also improve patience. Life moves at such a fast pace that most of the time we can often find ourselves waiting impatiently for things to happen. One of the problems of this generation, if I may say so myself, especially in kids, is there is a lack of delayed gratification. There was a test done in psychology where they had the ability for children to either have one marshmallow right now, or if they waited 5 minutes, the kids, the researchers, the experimenters offered two marshmallows to them if they waited 5 minutes, and almost every single kid experimented on was not able to wait those 5 minutes for the two marshmallows. It's a whole problem in the whole generation. I see this with my students. I see this with my children in school dealing with that. Even with my own children, it's very difficult to see how we could wait. It's very difficult for us as adults to have delayed gratification when there's reels that come in every 5 seconds, when there's podcasts that are 5 seconds and messages that only last 5 seconds, and we're expected to answer a text every 5 seconds or a WhatsApp or an email. It's very hard to build the delayed gratification. But when you have to learn something, when you have to build something, when you have to practice something, and it's going to take years to hone in on the skill, it must improve the patience. Impatience can cause a person to become stressed out, can cause friction between you and others in your life. Playing a musical instrument forces you to employ patience because it will take time to master this skill. It takes time to master a song. It takes time to write a song. When I think of a song from the beginning until I finally feel satisfied with it at the end, it'll take me a very long time. And then I always have to record it to make sure it's not lost time. But you have to take at it, you have to sit at it, and you have to think of the words that fit, the chords that fit, the notes that fit, and does it feel right? Does it play right? And when you play the instrument itself, it takes time. You know, in the beginning when I did the scales and the chords in general, it took a lot of time to master the scales and the chords. And then, of course, it takes time to master a song. Of course, Baruch Hashem now, after many, many, many years, it's a little faster. But it's still, if I see a song, I have to get it. I have to try to get it. It takes a little bit of time. Playing that instrument forces you to employ patience. It takes time. You have to slow down to improve accuracy in the beginning. Also improves that memory. It always feels like you have a memory like a sieve. If you feel like you have a memory like a sieve, it might be a good idea to stimulate the brain by learning to play a musical instrument. Learning to play music involves learning a lot of new things about the notes and the chords. Notes are playing, you know, each individual note. The chords are holding a couple of strings together and making a whole beautiful sound. How to read sheet music, which took a long time also. Learning these things will help the brain become more accustomed to learning and make a big difference for the memory in the future. It also makes you creative. We mentioned before, creativity is something that is fun to express, but to build on creativity, which is essential for many parts of life, really works when you have art, writing, or music in your life. It's incredibly fun to take on the skill of playing an instrument and help build the creativity in life, but it takes a lot of patience, takes a lot of perseverance. PianoPower.org talks about this also. Perseverance and grit, unfortunately, is not a skill I see a lot in students in school, that I see a lot in students in college, or I see a lot in general. People don't have perseverance. People don't have grit. People don't have the patience to work things out. You know, on a large, large, large scale, the rate, we should never know from such things, but the separation rate in non-Jewish society and secular society is 50%. Why? Because the grass is always greener. They don't want to work on anything. The major reason that most Hollywood couples write when they don't work it out is irreconcilable differences. They just can't figure out a way to work things out. They don't want to. They refuse to. Grass is always greener. They have no perseverance. They have no grit. And when we look at students, when we look at people in school working on assignments, they don't have perseverance. They don't have grit. They don't have persistence. They don't have stubbornness. I've been called stubborn many times in my life, but if not for stubbornness, a lot of things would never happen in my own life. It's a skill to be used for good or for bad. But we don't have the perseverance. You don't have the grit. You don't have the persistence. How are you ever going to accomplish anything? How are you going to get through any assignment? How are you going to get through anything that requires anything? How are you going to follow a recipe? If you can't persevere through the recipe, you'll never be able to cook anything. People need to learn perseverance. That's not for here, not for now. We have a whole other lecture on perseverance and stubbornness. But the mentioning point here is that you have to follow through. You have to work at it. You have to get the fingers in the right place for the chord shapes, developing the technique. Memorizing the information, understanding which note goes where, practicing consistently all the time. With each new milestone, you can get rewards and effort. You'll see what happens when you persevere. Of course, music appreciation is developed as well. You don't have to be a virtuoso to reap the benefits of the music. You can gain this just by learning the basics. You can have a taste for different styles, for different genres of music. I always find it very interesting that for myself, you know, we listen to only Jewish now, Jewish singers, Jewish male singers. I love the pop and the like the rap and the really good, fast, upbeat things. But for me, always when I play my own music, when I make my own music, when I write my own songs, it's always in country, it's always in Western, and it's always in like the blues style. And I have no idea why. I don't listen to country. I don't listen to blues. I don't listen to Western, but that's the style that I feel like I have to play. I feel like I love to play. I don't know why, but there's different types of music appreciation, whether you're listening, whether you're playing. It's very interesting that you could think about different ways to be involved in the musical instrument itself. Of course, there's so much creativity that comes from it. It uses almost every part of the brain, and it strengthens your immune system. We talked about this. It also increases time management skills, which is another huge problem, I believe, in nowadays society. When you have so many things dividing your attention, you'll never accomplish anything. There's no real such thing as divided attention. You can only accomplish, and science has proven this. We talk about this in another lecture too. There's no such thing as divided attention. There's no such thing as multitasking, because you really can't you really can't master anything when you're dealing with five things at once. Look at a guy who has 18 tabs open. I'm guilty of a couple of tabs open too. But when you have 18 tabs open, really you can't accomplish anything. You have to focus on one task at a time. And that's how I believe we're able to tackle so many things in a week, because we have only able to tackle one thing at a time. Do the laundry, then the dishes, then work on dinner, then work on getting the kids to bed, making sure that, you know, one thing at a time. Multitasking doesn't really work. When you learn an instrument, into a busy schedule, it can be challenging, especially if you want to become an advanced player. When I first started to play, I had bar mitzvah lessons and karate and guitar playing aside from school and homework. It was a juggling act in those years to be able to figure out how to fit it in as such a young kid. And of course, and as an adult, how can I fit it into the very hectic life to put it into my schedule, to put it into my life? But when you do so, it will be wonderful. Of course, we talked about it increases the memory capacity and allows you to share with others. There's nothing like sharing a song. I love playing for my wife. I love playing for the kids. And when they get the joy and they sing along, it was really nice. We played the national anthem of Israel the other day. Hatikva, my daughter was belting it out as a 5-year-old. Then we played the American anthem, and she was belting it out as only a 5-year-old can do. When you share with others, it's wonderful, a beautiful thing. It increases emotional perception and personal discipline. It enlarges the brain. It breeds confidence. It benefits spelling and IQ in children. Of course, we talked about how it helps old brains, especially as you develop older, and it speeds up reaction times. There's so many benefits. There's so many wonderful things involved in playing an instrument. It's never really too late to play an instrument. It's always possible. It's always probable, and it's always a wonderful thing. So if you ever thought about playing an instrument, you ever thought about wanting to play an instrument, feel free to reach out. It's a wonderful thing. It's fantastic for you, for the whole world at large, and it really helps the brain and the life in so many different aspects. Join us next time here on Tani Talks Radio, where we talk about a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.